The Sweet Remnants of Summer, Isabel Dalhousie, Book 14, written by Alexander McCall Smith and read by Stephanie Moore. Is it possible, do you think, to be too good? Isabel Dalhousie asked her husband Jamie this question while he was standing in the shower washing his hair. It was typical of the unexpected questions that Isabel sometimes posed, without warning, and on any subject that happened to come to mind. Was Wittgenstein really as brilliant as people thought him to be? She had asked a few days earlier. Or were people simply wrong-footed by his insistence that all the questions that had preoccupied them were, in fact, meaningless? This question, addressed to nobody in particular, being more of an utterance, a soliloquy perhaps, than an actual question, was intercepted by her housekeeper Grace, who had thought for no more than a few moments before replying, "Who knows? But don't forget to buy butter, please. We've almost run out." When this question about good was asked, Jamie was using a new shampoo Isabel had purchased on impulse, swayed by the sheer effrontery of its packaging. "Hair care for the thinking man," the label announced, before claiming, "The shampoo Einstein would have used." That made her laugh out loud, causing the assistant behind the counter and a woman browsing the vitamin shelves to look up with surprise. Isabel had become aware of their glances and had felt obliged to explain. Those who erupt in sudden private laughter often feel they must say why. "It's just that one is not always struck by what one reads on shampoo bottles," she said, flourishing the bottle, and then added, "In fact, shampoo bottles make rather dull reading, usually." The woman behind her had a sense of humour. "This one," she said, "is obviously a rather better read." Isabel laughed again, although this brief exchange was lost on the young assistant, who was busying herself with keying the details of a refund into the card reader. That was the problem with being 19, thought Isabel. 19-year-olds take themselves and the world far too seriously and have yet to discover how unintentionally funny both can be. She had shown the bottle to the woman behind her, and they had both shaken their heads over the hyperbolic language of the label. The manufacturer's pitch was clear enough. This was a shampoo aimed at men rather than women, and was intended to apply that if you were intelligent, as most people like to think they are, then this was the shampoo for you. There might also have been an additional subliminal promise that the use of this particular shampoo was of some benefit to the brain. A message that could not be spelled out, of course, given truth in advertising considerations, but it could be implied. And so, in the same way as eating fish is said to improve brain function, using the right shampoo might have the effect of improving mental acuity. Perhaps this entirely meretricious marketing strategy actually had women in mind, on the assumption that even a shampoo aimed at men would in most cases be bought by women for their men. And there must be many women, perhaps the majority, who secretly, or not so secretly in some cases, wish that the man in their lives might be just a little bit brighter. "Not that I wish I'd married Einstein," such a woman might say. "But sometimes..." And there would then follow a brief, wistful sigh, not enough to express real dissatisfaction, but sufficiently pointed to remind us that inequality of intelligence can be one of the rocks just below the surface of an otherwise untroubled relationship.